Our meeting will come to order. This is the Legislative Study Group on Educator Licensure. And hopefully this is our final time to get together. I thank everyone in the audience for being so timely and the members who are here on time as well. Thank you very much. I'm making a little joke of that. I always appreciate that you're all here because this has been an extra effort that we've put in. So I really, really do appreciate that members would give up their personal time to come here to study this issue. And hopefully today we can resolve and move toward our recommendation for the report. Minutes are before you from the October meeting. Since we did not meet in November, we have October minutes.
Madam Chair?
Representative Dabney.
It's been pointed out to me that Mr. Heller spoke to the board, or spoke to the, what are we, a task force? A work group.
Study group.
Mm-hmm. There's so many choices. that he spoke and that's not reflected in the minutes. And I would ask that
Thank
Mr. Heller's
that
participation,
yeah, I was
participation
gonna,
be noted. Thank
I was going to bring that up, that Rick Heller, representing, I think, the twice disabled and on his own behalf, did address the group. So thank you very much for that addition. Are there any other additions or corrections? So who has moved? Are you moving, Representative Dabney, then?
I can do that, yes,
Thank
ma'am.
You. Representative Dabney moves the minutes with the addition of Rick Heller as a stakeholder who provided testimony. Are there any further corrections or additions? Hearing and seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those who disapprove say no. The minutes are approved. So our agenda today, members, is to bring forth the motions that you have in your package for approval or disapproval so we can move on to, as I said earlier, the framework for finalizing a broad recommendation for governance and licensure as a result of our studying this for several months. These are going to be broad motions, so, you know, if you need to amend, please do so. But we think that if we bring forth broad recommendation that you all plus yours truly will offer bills, proposals that may, and not only may, but will provide the details. So that is the intent here, that we have a framework only that we vote on today. So with that said, Senator Wigert.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I'd just like to offer support for the concepts that have been put forward. And we have had a chance to have at least a couple of meetings during the past few weeks. And more specificity will obviously be coming forward, but there is a need to look at further study. You know, there's some specifics that I imagine each of us would like to see in governance or in the tiered licensing. However, let's let the process work. We're, in terms of the big picture on governance, we're in agreement for an entity. We're in agreement on the BOSA staying the way it is at this point, and we've addressed career tech. So mission's accomplished for now, and I offer my support for the resolutions that we have put together.
And thank you very much, Senator Wigert, and thank you for the meeting that you hosted yesterday so we could come together and bring some resolution to this very needy issue that we're facing. So as you find in your packets, members, a list of the motions that we have decided to bring forth. Representative Loon, will you be willing to move the first motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I would move that the Legislative Study Group on Educator Licensing support consolidating all teacher licensure activities into a single entity to provide accountability and a, quote, one-stop shop, end quote, that will assume complete responsibility for determining individual eligibility, processing applications, and issuing or revoking licenses. Communications with candidates for licensure, particularly denial letters, must explicitly state requirements for completion. That is my motion.
Thank you, Representative Loon. Is there discussion? Representative Dabney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just want to thank Chair Loon for this motion. I think as long as it is a independent entity, we both get the respect for teachers that, as professionals, that I think they deserve, the simplicity of having one-stop shop sort of an approach, as well as clarity on accountability and transparency in process. If it gets moved into another entity, we lose most, if not all, of those values. So I do appreciate the motion, and I hope that we share those values as well. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Dabney. Further discussion? Hearing and seeing none, Representative Loon renews her motion that the Legislative Study Group on Educator Licensing supports consolidating all teacher licensure activities into a single entity to provide accountability and a one-stop shop that will assume complete responsibility for determining individual eligibility, processing applications, and issuing revoking licenses. Communications with candidates for licensure, particularly denial letters, must explicitly state requirements for completion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails, and motion is passed. Senator Claussen, would you move the next motion, since it deals with administrative licensing, and I know that you're a professional in this area.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move that the Legislative Study Group on Educator Licensing, subject to future review for effectiveness and efficiency, supports the existing structure of the Board of School Administrators, known as BOSA, which is independent of teacher licensing. BOSA would continue to enter into agreements with other parties as necessary regarding licensing matters.
Is there discussion? Thank you, Senator Claussen. Hearing no discussion, I'll renew Senator Claussen's motion, and I will not repeat the whole thing. since that's a little timely, and I think we're concerned about time today. All those in favor of the Claussen motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails and is adopted. Then we move on to licensing, and we have a motion before us in regard to adopting a tiered licensure framework. Senator Pratt, would you offer that motion?
Sure, Madam Chair. I would like to move that the Legislative Study Group on Educator Licensing support adoption of a tiered licensing framework and statute that ensures high standard, understandability, consistency, transparency, and identifies several accessible and affordable pathways for candidates at various stages of education and careers.
Thank you, Senator Pratt. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll renew Senator Pratt's motion that we adopt a tiered licensure framework in statute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails and the motion is adopted. The next is on the CTE instructors being placed within the tiered licensure framework. Senator Dames, would you offer that motion?
Yes, thank you. Move that the Legislative Study Group on Educator Licensure supports incorporating the unique and valuable skill sets of CTE career and technical education instructors within the tiered licensure framework, including recognition of industry-related professional credentials and verifiable work experiences.
Thank you, Senator Dames. Is there discussion? Hearing none and seeing none, I'll renew Senator Dames' motion that the Legislative Study Group on Educator Licensing supports incorporating the unique and valuable skill sets of CTE instructors within the tiered licensure framework. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails and this is adopted. Finally, we have technical changes that are needed, and Senator Dahl, would you offer that motion, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Study Group on Educator Licensing support the adoption of technical and clarifying recommendations from the Office of the Revisor of Statutes in cooperation with the House and Senate nonpartisan staff to provide increased comprehension of teacher licensure provisions in statute concepts and rules.
Thank you, Senator Dahl. Is there discussion? Hearing and seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion prevails and the motion is adopted. And we have, members, our framework. Further discussion. Senator Wigert.
Yes, Madam Chair, I believe it's the intent then that non-powers and staff, others will put together a report that will amplify a bit more on the five motions that we have, just for the public's awareness, and will perhaps offer some of the advantages, disadvantages, or implications if we, as we dive deeper into governance and licensing. So there'll be more on that, and of course within several days we'll probably see bills introduced as well. And I think it's it's our bipartisan hope that there would be action relatively soon on the policy issue, and knowing targets await us, we could factor that into whatever the final resolution would be. So that's my read on it. Yeah.
Thank you, Senator Wigert. And I think what will happen is that my committee administrator, Mr. Hasek, and I will put together a rough draft, and then we'll circulate it among all of you for edits, all kinds of edits. We intend to include some options that Senator Claussen brought up yesterday at our meeting of the higher levels here, the co-chairs and others, so that when the report comes out, those to whom it is sent and exposed will know that we discussed a variety of options in many of these sets of motions, so that when we're looking at the CTE, for example, we had some discussion yesterday on options that might relate to that. That was the one, I think, where we focused the most yesterday, Senator Claussen, correct? Yes. So we want you to know that we had discussions that might lead our bill introductions in different directions, and that's good because we want a robust discussion when the bills are introduced and debated in committees. So look forward to hearing from Andrew Hasek, who will get a little assistance from me, and we'll start the circulation. And thank you very much, nonpartisan staff and partisan staff, for participating in the initial draft and then circulating it among members. Any discussion in regard to that? If not, that's what you can look forward to. Thank you again to members who have given up this time to attend this study group. I think we have really touched on many different ideas. And I think that in the end, we're going to have a really good product, and we can move it forth in the policy.
Madam Chair, thank you, and I agree.
Senator Pratt.
Thank you. Well, Madam and Mr. Chair, I just want to thank you both for your leadership through this process. I think it's been a good process. We've had some fantastic discussion, and I'm very pleased to see with the motions and the direction that we're going, and so thank you for your leadership.
Thank you. And blessings to all of you at this holiday season, and to the audience as well. And with that, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Record. And maybe I should have said this video.
This study group, yeah.
Study group.